The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and thank you for joining me. Real quick, because I was talking to Martha, I have not pulled up the Bible League report site. Let me see if anything else has come in. Let me go. It says rerun report. Let me update it. That's okay. The last folks, let's see. Today, Eric, Linda, Oscar, and Nancy have called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, and let me pull up the folks that have gone online today. And Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, God bless them. Mount Pisgah Baptist Church made a very nice pledge to the Bible League today. And pardon me. With the pledges today, we are at $18,645. Now, folks, we got about 25 minutes before the top of the hour. Could we get to $19,000 before 6 o'clock? We're $355 away. That's it. We're just $355 away from being at the $19,000 level. It would be absolutely wonderful if we could end the day today with at least $19,000. You can help make that happen. $50, $100, $200. Maybe somebody right now could pledge $355, and that would put us at $19,000. And please remember, the matching grant is still on the table. Now, I can't guarantee that it's going to be there much longer. It is a set amount. A donor has given X number of dollars to the Bible League, and every dollar is doubled up until whatever that amount is, and I don't know what it is, but I know that it's available today. Every dollar doubled. 800-YES-WORD is the number, 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $355, and we'll be at $19,000. Or you can go to thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com, and just click on the Bible League banner. We're so close to $19,000. $355. Can you help? Maybe just $10. That's fine. $20? $100? Whatever God lays on your heart. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Thank you, though, for all of you who have already given. We're moving in the right direction with this COVID thing, but I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm not a pessimist. I am an optimist, but I am absolutely convinced that 2, 3, 4 years from now, the experts are going to look back and say the way this whole thing was handled was a fiasco. I really do believe that. I really do believe that. We have been told settled science says this. Really? Do masks work? You can point to scientific studies that say masks work. You can turn to scientific studies that say masks do nothing. Which do you believe? My answer? I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. Lockdowns work. Oh, my goodness, it was so great that we locked everything down in America. Really? Isn't it interesting that, like, okay, you compare California and Florida. Similar population. California's a little more populous than Florida, but similar. Similar clients. Clients. Similar climates. All right. California went extreme lockdown, and I mean extreme lockdown. Florida, no, not so much. And months ago, Florida removed all of the mask mandates. Several counties continued those mask mandates. Joy and I were in the Tampa, Florida area a few weeks ago, and you had to wear a mask almost everywhere you went. But that was a county rule, not a state rule. Florida has been much more lenient than California. So which has done better on COVID? Florida? Dramatically better? No. But they opened their theme parks, Disney World, Universal Studios. They opened their theme parks months ago. California, all of the theme parks are still closed, and they won't close till next month. So do extreme lockdowns work? It would seem no. New York, extreme lockdowns. They have done worse than most other states in America. Contrast that with states that had no lockdown whatsoever. So here's the bottom line. We're not really sure. We are told constantly, settled science, settled science, settled science. There is, hey, folks, listen. There is nothing settled about the science. Let me give you an example. Dr. Fauci, America's foremost authority on immunology and so forth, got into a heated exchange with Senator Rand Paul. Now, Senator Rand Paul is a doctor. He's a physician, which means he is a scientist. All doctors are scientists. They got into a heated exchange on the floor of the Senate, and Rand Paul said, Dr. Fauci, please provide me the data that says masks work and double mask work. Please give me the data. Dr. Fauci couldn't provide any. Have you seen the video? He couldn't provide any. And then Fauci has said, even after you have your vaccinations, both your vaccinations, you should still wear a mask. Rand Paul said, give me the data that even suggests that after you are fully vaccinated, you should wear a mask. Once again, Dr. Fauci could provide no scientific data whatsoever. None. Zero. Zilch. Zilch. But he stood by what he said. Had no proof. No scientific data. I said all of that to get to this. Here's the headline from Yahoo News. Hugs at last. Nursing homes easing rules on visitors, including Ohio. Governor DeWine has loosened dramatically the visiting rules in nursing homes in Ohio. Here is the first sentence of this story. An 88-year-old woman in Ohio broke down in tears as her son hugged her for the first time in a year. I'm running out of time, but I want to say this. I believe that's criminal. People who are elderly in nursing homes that have no guarantee of another year of life were not allowed to see their children, their grandchildren, even with masks, even with precautions. I personally think that's criminal. At least now it's being eased. Praise God.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I've got a whole bunch of stories that I could share with you, and I may still get to one or two more. But first, let me just pull up our Bible League report and see if anything else has come in. We were at $355 away from $19,000. No, that's okay. Okay, listen, I'm not discouraged. Our goal was $12,000, and we're at 18. What are we at? 18,645. Well, praise God for that. But we're so close to 19,000. Just $355. If a handful of you would respond, we could be there. $19,000. You can call anytime it's convenient for you. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Just remember, 800-YES-WORD. Or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com and click on the Bible League banner. I am praying that before we go off the air at 6, we will have that $355 in. And tomorrow, when we gather together again, I'll be able to report we're at 19,000 or even more. Just a few more of you. So many of you have already called, and thank you again. It's wonderful. It's incredible. Praise God. So I am not discouraged, very encouraged, but I'd love to see us get to at least $19,000. I have been talking a lot lately about race and race relations and racial equality. And the major reason is it grieves the heart of God when we are divided. It grieves the heart of God when we are divided. Now, I don't expect the non-Christian world to understand truly about equality. I don't expect the non-Christian world to understand the topic of forgiveness and grace and unity. I don't expect the non-Christian world to understand that the ground is level at the cross and that Jesus died for all people, all races, all colors of skin. I don't expect the secular world, the unsaved world, the non-Christian world, I don't expect them to understand that everyone comes to Jesus the same way. Doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, you come to the cross as a lost, separated from God, hell-bound sinner. And when you come to Jesus, your sins are forgiven, you are washed, and you are made a child of God. That's what truly, really unifies us. I don't expect the ungodly secular world to understand any of those things, but I do expect the church to understand that. For many, many years, the white evangelical church was guilty of prejudice, discrimination, and in many places, just outright racism. It's true. For many years, the white evangelical church refused to deal with their own sin because prejudice, hatred, bigotry is sin. little by little, the white evangelical church has been dealing with this. And most evangelical churches that I am familiar with today welcomes anyone openly, equally, doesn't make any difference the color of their skin. Most of the evangelical churches that I am familiar with, a black person would feel absolutely at home. An Asian person would feel absolutely at home. A Native American would feel absolutely at home. In most of the churches that I am familiar with, we have made a lot of progress. Do we need to make more? Yep. But here's something that really troubles me and breaks my heart. And because I am white, some will call me a racist for just bringing this up. And I'm willing to take that risk. I am seeing many in the black community filled with resentment and anger towards white people. I have a handful of people who call this program, and they won't admit it, but they are bitter and angry at white folks. And you are the problem, and you people are the problem. I have seen some terrible posts recently on my Facebook page from black pastors. Posts that were inflammatory, divisive. And I am praying that those that are sowing seeds of discord, white and black, will be convicted deeply and will be determined to do whatever they need to do to bring about real healing and unity. And I got news, bringing up the past is not going to do it. Constantly bringing up slavery and reparations is not going to bring about healing, and there's nothing biblical about it. Terrible, horrible, awful, and we shouldn't forget it. But we shouldn't live there either. And I am praying that people in my audience, white, black, Asian, Native American, I pray that all of us will lay aside our prejudice, our anger, our resentment, and love each other with the love of Christ. That is what we are called to do. Hey, thanks for joining me. And I really mean that. Have a great evening, but please, please remember whose you are.